This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Hurricane Watch here, waiting to see what Ian's going to do. And I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our AR room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And we've got to give a special shout-out tonight to the 5,000 Florida Army National Guardsmen that have been activated and the 2,000 support National Guardsmen coming in from other states surrounding us, as well as all the power companies that are on their way here, if they're not already here, as well as to all of the telephone and cable TV and all of that. We got just a big, huge group of people coming to help us, as you might well expect when people get storms. And this is going to be one to remember. So I can tell you this is going to be one to remember. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for all you're doing to keep America rolling along, too. Our over-the-road truck drivers, our bulk mail haulers, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, and, of course, our Amazon people, the warehouse sorters, as well as the delivery drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, all the same way as Captain's America. And you can find us, our website, by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and you can hear the show there. It's streaming live there right now, and when we get off the air, I give it about 45 minutes or so, and it'll start from the beginning of the most recent show and play that over again. Our podcasts are over there, and then we have a lot of things for you to take a look at over there, too. All right, let's go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Would you be ready to say the pledge one more time?
Of course.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, well, well. Remember Edward Snowden?
Yes.
He surfaced yesterday in Russia. He has been granted Russian citizenship by Vladimir Putin. Isn't that just ducky?
Well, I suppose so. I suppose so. If you're Edward Snowden, I suppose, yeah.
Well, the United States was going to grab him somewhere, arrest him, and bring him back here to stand trial because he's a spy.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so, you know, another sort of gambit here by the Russian government, Vladimir Putin in particular.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say if I told you Florida Congressman Mike Waltz, you know who he is, right?
Right, right.
A military guy. I believe he's a colonel in the reserve. He says the GOP must end the woke agenda in the military.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I know it's right.
Yeah, the military is not the place for social experimentation, this kind of thing. The military is there to do a specific thing. It's done it very well for generations, ever since the inception of the United States back in 1776. Captain, I do think, honestly, because if we look in other areas, other sectors, like, for example, even entertainment, mm-hmm. I think that you'll find that the woke agenda is not really playing the way that many people think it might. It's not as popular, I think, as people think it is or it's being displayed as. And the same would go for the military. The people aren't joining the military because they want to be in some kind of woke utopia. It's a whole different deal. And, I don't think it's helping.
No, it's not. By the way, more than $12 billion in Ukraine-related aid will be included as part of a stopgap spending bill that would fund the federal government into mid-December. That's being set on the table as we speak.
Well, that's good. Obviously, we have to help Ukraine as much as possible, and other countries are also trying to help Ukraine as much as possible. I think, though, we need to have the express purpose of ending the war, and whether that's driving Russia out, the end game would be that Putin would have to stop doing what he's doing. I don't know that he's going to do that anytime soon on his own, but we have to help him, shall we say, come to that conclusion. Other than that, if it continues on as it is, it's going to get a lot more problematic.
Now, there are serious questions that have been raised regarding the arrest last week of a Catholic pro-life speaker, as donations now are continuing to pour in for the father of seven people. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. I don't know if you found out any more. I didn't, really. I did not.
As far as I know, I believe this is an occasion where there was like a SWAT team or something that had to do with this and, could have been handled maybe a very, very differently.
One would think. Okay, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'll see you for lunch today, by the way, over at Mission Barbecue. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Can't wait to be there for lunch. We always have a great group of people there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. By the way, you can go over to his website, MyPillow.com, and go into the Radio Listener Specials page. Take advantage of all that he has to offer over there. That's where the sales are. That's where you save the money. And by the way, if you buy something over there, you will get free Mike Lindell's book, absolutely free with any purchase, over there at the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Now, you use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can give them a call, talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. Now, my favorite right now, if I was going to buy something again, and I might, are the all-season slippers. Only $29.88 for a pair. The all-season slippers. They're made much better than the original slippers were, the My Slippers that he had. And these are the replacements to those, because what he's doing is, as he sells out of one item, he replaces it with another item, another new item, usually in better with better quality than what he had before, if that's possible. So go over to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Don't forget the promo code is CAPTAIN to be able to get in there and buy something. And the phone number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is.
Yeah, well, not too shabby from where I'm sitting. Okay, lantern flies from China are wreaking havoc with U.S. crops, and one of the places where they're doing it is right there in your home state in California.
Well, that's right. That's right. And basically what's happening, you've got the USDA. Now they have a part of them called the National Invasive Species Information Center. They're saying they really do pose a, quote, serious economic threat to multiple U.S. industries. Okay, and so these insects, they come in and they feed on the crops. And those include apples and grapes and hops, maple, walnut, willow trees. I mean, so, yeah, this is can be a very, very big problem.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the hurricane graphic here. Wednesday, 8 a.m., Category 4 off the coast of Naples. Wednesday, 8 p.m., off Sarasota, Category 3, Wednesday night, 8 p.m., off the shoreline of St. Petersburg, Florida, as a Category 2. That's what we're looking at right now. That may or may not be a change. I'll have to double-check this when we go to break, but that's what they're saying about the storm right now. These are still numbers that are going to just wreak havoc and create a bunch of damage on the west shoreline of Florida.
It certainly will, again, because this storm is over 500 miles wide, and so there's going to be a massive impact along across a great area, unfortunately. So, yes, we'll see a little more specific things, and, of course, as it comes out of Cuba, it's still going to go north and maybe slow a little bit.
And to my friends listening in Bradenton, this also shows that Bradenton is going to be directly adjacent on the right side within a matter of 5 miles or maybe less of the storm as it goes into Tampa Bay. So please be careful in Bradenton. I got a lot of friends there, and they need to pay close attention to this. If you're in a low-lying area, you need to get to a shelter. Don't mess with this one.
That's absolutely right. If there's one takeaway, and that is, if you know, get out of Dodge, as it were, and get to a place where you know you're going to be able to be safe.
And if you're, go ahead.
I was just going to say, all the things, you know, can somehow be replaced or rebuilt, but human life can't be replaced. And so it's really that serious in that sense. And that's why we're hitting that really hard, but we're doing that because we really want people to be safe.
And if you're in a mobile home and you don't think that mobile home is going to withstand 100-mile-an-hour plus winds for several hours, then you need to get out of that mobile home.
Well, that's right, because things get destroyed and things also fly through the air at that 100 miles an hour, you know, and can rip through human flesh. It's just no other good way to put that. So you can't survive in that kind of environment.
Nope. Now, a CBS poll shows that 87% of the Republicans back the migrant relocations.
Right, the relocations being done by, for example, Governor Abbott or Governor DeSantis. Right, because these things point up the very issue at the heart of the matter, which is the border. Mm-hmm. And you have the Democrat administration, Democrat Party elite, trying to score political points somehow with all their opinions and their feelings and their implementation of policy about it. But this actually shows what the policy actually does. And then it exposes their hypocrisy. And I know in many cases they don't care if they look like hypocrites, but the voters sure do care, and the voters want to make their voice heard.
And Liz Cheney had the audacity yesterday to come out and say, I'll do whatever it takes to stop Trump.
And, well, you know, it was Andy Warhol said, in the future everybody will be famous for 15 minutes. I don't know. Maybe she's already hitting that mark, I'm pretty sure. That's her thing. That, you know, she's decided she's put her eggs in that basket. But when all this sort of dies down and goes away, where is she going to be left with, politically, my question is.
Did you see yesterday that NASA rolled the Artemis moon rocket back into the amid the threat from the hurricane?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, that's right. So now they've postponed it now, I think, for, what, a third time, basically?
Yeah.
But, yeah, they put it in that big building, you know, that if you've ever been to...
I've been there. I've been in that building.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. they build the Saturn V rocket, you know.
Yep.
It's really something.
Yep, I remember seeing the space shuttle on that thing when it was in there.
Yeah.
Yep. Unbelievable. And I had a tour of the place, and that's one of the places I went. Plus, I was there with two of my trucks. We were loading we had three engines we were going out of there with. The three main engines from the space shuttle, which was taken back to California to be retrofitted and used again.
Very cool. That is a great piece of history. That's amazing. That's right.
Yep. It was quite something to be a part of. But anyway, Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline is leaking, Kyle. Where? Into the Baltic Sea.
Uh-oh. I mean, that's obviously not a good thing at all. It's just terrible.
Well, they're not doing anything about it.
Well, you could say that Russia has a lot of other problems at this point, but obviously the environmental disaster, that would be a huge impact.
I would think that they'd want to take care of that pretty quick.
They would. They would. But things are in flux, I think, to some degree. You know, people are looking at what's happening with Vladimir Putin and I think wondering, you know, is this really going to be sustainable? But here's the question, though, Captain. I think this is a great question. What happens if Putin is deposed? Who or what will take over in that vacuum at that point?
Well, you will.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, comrade, it is me, Comrade Kaido.
Well, yeah, but this is the thing, and so I think, and we may be finding out the answer to that question perhaps sooner than later. It just depends, because with the desperation that Putin, I think, is beginning to show, it's got to be fraying the edges, and will the center hold in the Russian power structure? I think that's a really, really good question. It remains to be seen.
And for the Canadian lady that asked me about this yesterday, this is the answer to the question. I waited till now to do it because I told her I was going to do it right now. Canada will be lifting all of their COVID travel restrictions on the 1st of October.
Well, that's right. I think that's going to it's going to mean that a lot more people will be happy to travel to see our friends in Canada. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back, I got a couple of things I'm going to talk about. The first one is going to be about a 34-year-old gunman who killed at least 17 people yesterday and wounded another 24. And I'm going to tell you what it was that set him off and the way he was dressed. Wait till you hear this. And by the way, he wasn't a conservative. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Taking a little break, and I shall return. And, oh, geez, Kyle, I just hung up on Kyle, I think. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
Florida is preparing for a direct hit from Hurricane Ian. The Tampa Bay area appears to be the most likely target. Evacuation orders are in place. NASA spacecraft DART hit a harmless asteroid at 14,000 miles per hour as intended. It was a dress rehearsal for killer rocks that are actually heading for Earth. 17 people are dead, including 11 children. in the school shooting in Russia. The gunman killed himself after the attack, which also saw 24 wounded, the vast majority of them children. On Wall Street, the Dow plunged nearly 330 points, or just over 1%. The Nasdaq fell 65 points. The S&P 500 was off 38. No more Pro Bowl as we know it. It's going to be called the Pro Bowl Games now, which will feature a flag football game. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, it's the captain. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Now, you want to check out Dr. Bill Spyropoulos, that's his name, last name, nice Irish name, and he, of course, operates Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. I know there's a lot of veterans listening to me that have a lot of problems with their legs and with their wounds and different things that happen to them as they age, because a lot of these injuries that you had when you were younger, well, they're going to surprise you when you get older, that's all I'll say. But he specializes in wound care of the leg. And, of course, the foot. And he also specializes in diabetic foot care, also specializes in limb salvage, as well as general podiatry, and the hyperbaric oxygen treatment system, which is a great, great, great way to try something new and see if it'll work, because it's working on a lot of people right now with the injuries they've got. And what I will tell you is that all you got to do is give him a call, Dr. Bill Spyropoulos, at 727-896-4615. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Doesn't matter where you are. This doctor saved my left leg and foot. Okay? That's pretty important. That's pretty important. Because of the treatment he gave me, he recognized the problem. He gave me the treatment, the right treatment, and boom. Here I am. Okay, back to the radio show and back to Mr. Kyle Warren, first of all. Okay, Mr. Kyle, how are you?
I'm here. I'm doing well. Thank you, Captain.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line because we have one of our frequent callers on the line here right now. It is Backgammon Bob. Okay there, Backgammon Bob. What's up?
Yes, Captain. I wanted to ask you a question about storm surge.
What about it?
I live in a place that's supposedly, according to the elevation, that's 6 meters above sea level, or about 19 feet, I think it is, 19 and a half.
Right.
Now, if a 10-foot storm surge comes, does that mean I'm okay because I'm 20 feet above sea level?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Captain. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the higher you are above that magic number, the better off you are, because they're talking about a storm surge of about 10 to 11 feet on top of whatever the normal surge would be that's coming in. Don't know if that's going to happen or not, but they're talking about the water's all going to get pushed into the bay up there in the north end of Tampa Bay towards, that little corner up there. I forget what they call it now. But anyway, and if that happens, there'll be flooding up there, and it'll push the water under the road and a couple of other things. But we'll see. We'll see. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It just means that that's what they think is going to happen. All right. Well, Kyle, you know, when we talk about all the different stuff that we've been going through, I have yet to get into this, and I'm about to. There are 8, count them, 8 key house races that could flip this November. As it stands right now, Kyle, at least 212 lean Republican, while 192 lean Democrat. That's an advantage of 20 as it stands right now for the Republicans. Not too bad so far, right?
That's right.
31 elections that I haven't mentioned are rated as toss-ups. But in there are 8 races that could flip to Republican. So that 20 would become 28. So let's go there. Iowa Congressional District 3. Representative Cindy Axne, who advanced to the general election without any competition, is going up against Trump-endorsed Zach Nunn. Chances look pretty good there for Mr. Nunn.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Yes.
Now, Pennsylvania Congressional District 7. That's an area where it's a rematch between incumbent Susan Wild and business owner Lisa Scheller. And Lisa Scheller lost the last time around by 3.8 points. So it's much closer right now. Trump got involved in that one, too, and we'll see how that works out. Okay, here's the next one, Tennessee Congressional District number 5. Republicans believe that Trump has endorsed Andy Ogles, so he can go up against the Democrat that's there and beat them, the Democratic incumbent, Mr. Jim Cooper. And we'll see how that works out. So that's another one. Now, here comes the next one on the list. It's Michigan Congressional District number 3. And we talked a little bit about this because Meijer, remember, there's a supermarket chain called Meijer's. You ever heard of him?
Right. Oh, yes. Sure.
Okay. His family's, he's related to the family that has the supermarket chain that's based in Michigan. Now, he was the only freshman legislator that went along to impeach the president. So obviously, he's on bad terms with the Republicans.
Sure.
But Hillary Shelton, who was unopposed in a Democratic primary, is going up against him and anybody else that's in there. There's another party, I guess, that's going to be running, but I don't have the name here. I thought I had the name. Okay, Gibbs. It's somebody named Gibbs. Now, Ohio's Congressional District number 9. That is going to be longtime Democrat Representative Mary Kaptur going up against J.R. Majeski, who is a retired Air Force veteran. And we'll see what happens there. And then we have another one here. This is Texas Congressional District 15, where Trump endorsed Monica Dela Cruz to go up against Michelle Vallejo. She embraces abortion rights and Medicare for all, while Dela Cruz is a staunch conservative who opposes abortion and touts the America First platform. Then you have the New Hampshire Congressional District number 1. You've got the Cook Political Report making it a toss-up against the incumbent Democratic Rep. Chris Pappas and the challenger, Leavitt. So we'll see what happens there. Now, these things are fluent, and they're changing as we speak, but it's kind of interesting to look and see this stuff. And I got one more that I forgot about. It's on the last page. Ohio Congressional District number 1. Republicans are hopeful that Majeski will end Keptura's 40-year reign in northern Ohio. They're hoping they can unseat this longtime representative. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, sure. And I think, and generally speaking as well, when you're taking a look, especially at this midterm election, there seems to be much more of a critical mass going across the highways and byways through the country. And that's going to, I think, culminate in the House of Representatives having a real sea change, whether it's 20 or 28 or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
You have these individual races, but I think what's happening is that people across the country are wanting a real change.
Now, I want to finish with this story because this is really pathetic. A 34-year-old gunman wearing a T-shirt with Nazi symbols opened fire at a school in central Russia on Monday, killing at least 17 people and wounding 24 others before he took the weapon and turned it on himself. What a shame. What a real shame.
At least 11 children at this hour that we know of have been killed in this attack. It was school number 88. It's in a place called Ivsk, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
That's for you.
Well, it is a just a sad, sad story. Evidently inspired to some degree by the Columbine shooters. They recovered a lot of ammunition that had things written on it, the word hate, evidently, written on these numerous magazines of ammunition. He also wore swastikas, and he was, of course, killed. He turned the gun, and he was dead. But this was a terrible, terrible thing to happen.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics at Truckers Highway and Bible Report, coming right up. Don't go nowhere, no how. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Eagles song, of course, Take It Easy, but that's not the Eagles doing it. Who's doing that song?
Is it Travis Tritt?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And by the way, I just happened to notice that Jackson Browne does a version of that, too.
Well, I think he does. That's right, yeah, because he was back probably with the Eagles, I think, when they did that, I think. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, that's a great song, though.
Could be, because I'm trying to see if there's a year on this, and let's see. It was a, oh, I see. It was after Glenn Frey died. It says R.I.P. Right. Glenn Frey.
Oh, like a tribute.
Yep, yep. Yeah, take it easy, Jackson Brown. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really, you know, with losing Glenn Frey, that was really sad.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, here we go. You take it away and tell me about all the stuff going on out west.
Well, Captain, once again, as you know, we are single-handedly reviving the Maytag repairman, because that's what.
But at least you got a comfortable chair.
That's right. But we do continue with the excessive heat warnings. This is what we're having out west right now. This is going to be in the Los Angeles area all the way down the Mexican border. This is going to stay in place in some cases until through Tuesday night, but others, especially in the L.A. area, I believe through Wednesday night. So just be careful of that. We're having a little bit of a heat wave. No other rain to speak of on the radar map tonight. So please be careful as you drive across the highways and byways of the land, and take it away, Captain.
Well, I will. Now, it's a little cold to the north, because up there in the northeastern corner of North Dakota, you've got a frost warning. Going across the northern part of Minnesota to include the Twin Cities, and up there, way up north in the right side up towards the Canadian border, you've got a freeze warning, frost warning down below it. Western part of Wisconsin tonight, you have a frost advisory. Now, moving on down to Texas, you've got a clean air alert there. A poor air alert there around Dallas and Fort Worth, and a little bit of fog mixed in there, too, so that's not a healthy environment at all. And then over by San Antonio, same scenario going on there. Now, this is kind of odd. We know where the hurricane is, right, Kyle?
Right.
But in Louisiana right now, along the coastline and up about maybe 75 miles off the coast on the southwestern corner of Louisiana, you've got severe thunderstorms going on. You've got the Gulf is all riled up along the coastline. You've got the possibility of heavy rain and showers in Louisiana and Alabama right now. Not necessarily in Georgia, because, again, this storm has not made it up far enough to affect that area yet, and there's some wind shear associated to it as well with Ian, so it's not really going to go up there and just bust on up through to Georgia. It's going to slow down and pretty much sit over Tampa Bay for a lot of hours and just rain and blow and rain and blow and rain and blow.
That's true, yes.
And that's not going to be pretty, because that's going to do a lot of damage. Now, it's going to start out as it comes into the Tampa area. And by the way, Bradenton, I'm telling you right now, if you're in a mobile home, those of you that I know to live in mobile homes, you need to get out and go somewhere else. This storm is going to hit you guys with 100-mile-an-hour plus winds, especially those of you along the water. And that's no place to be in a mobile home when that happens. Many of you will lose your mobile homes, many of you. And it's not worth getting hurt or being in there when your roof gets blown off or it collapses with you in the middle of it. It's not worth it. So you need to get out and go somewhere where it's safe. That's all I can tell you. They've got pet shelters, so don't tell me, well, they got a dog and I can't go nowhere. No, they've got shelters that take dogs. But this is going to be too much for a lot of these mobile homes to take. I can see it happening right now.
Yes, it's a very, very serious thing. And as we said before, you can't survive in an environment like that. With those winds and projectiles that will be flying around in the wind, as in addition to damaging the structures, it's just not worth it.
Well, I just read, and I don't really want to read it again because I don't want to disappoint the people here in my local area, but there's going to be winds that are going to gust to 110 miles an hour for right off the bat to begin with once this storm gets closer.
Well, that's right. And, I mean, just to have a hurricane-force winds, generally speaking, that's already massively destructive.
75 miles an hour, and it's going to sit there and just churn? Yeah, you betcha.
That's right. That's right. You can't stand against it. And the mobile homes, unfortunately, they're not built for anything even close.
They started out to begin with, they said 75 miles an hour, and then they said, well, maybe we'll get some winds up to 90 or 95. Now they're talking 110 to 115 miles an hour for at least a little while as it comes towards Tampa Bay. And you folks down there in Bradenton, I'm telling you right now, if you're in a mobile home, you need to get out. Your life isn't worth it.
That's very, very true. Well said.
Yep. Well, been there, done that. I remember when I went to Punta Gorda, we had to go to that trailer park, and one of the things that we had to do was go in there and identify where the victims were. We didn't get them out. We just identified where they were and then marked the mobile homes. That was a mobile home park, and then we moved on to another area, and that was where the most loss of life was down there.
That's right, and you've actually seen this, and that's why you're.
I've actually been a part of it.
Yeah, that's why your warning is so important.
Yep.
Serious.
Yep. Yep. I'm not making this up, folks. This is not a drill. This is a real deal. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight, and you know what's going to happen tonight.
That's right. That's right.
We aren't going to stay low. We're gonna try to stay high because of the water and the wind. It's going to be just a barn burner of a freaking night tonight when this stuff gets closer to us. Okay, Kyle, I'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We appreciate him, appreciate what he does for us. And meanwhile, on the mountaintop where she could get blown away, she's not out of the woods. It's Denise Simon from the mountaintop north of Tampa. Good morning there, Wendy.
Good morning.
We were just talking about this storm as it comes up from the south and the velocity of the winds that they're talking about down below. Even in Tampa Bay, they're saying the first wave of wind that comes in could be as much as 110 miles an hour.
As of about 10 minutes ago, it has been declared a Category 3.
Okay, yep, so there you go. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make it's going to be a 4 here by the end of the day. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes from there. It's just everybody, and again, I can't emphasize it enough about these mobile homes. I realize people say, well, it's my home, it's where I live, and I can't leave it, and I can't this. Well, hey, you can leave it. You can leave it. If you don't have insurance, I'm sorry, can't help you there, but you should have had it to begin with if you could have gotten it. That's number one. And number two.
Well, you can't. That's the problem.
What's that?
Get insurance.
Not now you can't, no. Because once the storm starts, once it's been declared, you can't buy it. But if it had been available before they declared
it. You couldn't even afford it, though. Even if somebody wrote it, a policy, you couldn't afford it.
Really? Okay, because mine's not that expensive. But it is what it is. And by the way, I was evacuated. You said what you said, you know, asked me, or you made a comment to that. Yeah, my whole area was told, time to leave, folks. They didn't have to convince me. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. It's that time of the day, you know, have lunch with the captain and all that good stuff. And I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shot you?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.